small business owner, which by definition makes me an optimist. I mean, you couldn't do it unless you were an optimist, right? Which is why every company I've had the pleasure of owning or starting or working with, always been members of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Joining me today, Jim Holcomb is the president and CEO of the Chamber, and Curtis Wilder, the new board chair for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Good to have you both here.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
Glad to have you both. Curtis, welcome to the program. Welcome aboard. We'll start with you, Curtis. Let's get a reaction to the State of the State address. A lot of progressive priorities coming forward, and we knew that would happen. But how are these things going to impact business? That's the real question. What are the key issues and priorities that you guys are looking at in 2023?
Well, thanks, Steve. There were a lot of things in the governor's State of State address that the Michigan Chamber can get behind. We would support breaking down barriers to employment by increasing affordable child care and housing. We've supported increasing the earned income tax credit. We've also been supporting expanding civil rights protections to help employers meet their talent and workforce needs. So those are things that we can get behind. Those are things that we have had policies in support of since 2020 and beyond. And we think that there's room for working with the governor and her administration and the legislature in support of business.
All right. I guess we're going to play good cop, bad cop here. So Curtis got to play good cop. Jim Holcomb, president and CEO, you get to play bad cop.
Well, I think Kurt's right. You know, there are a lot of things that you can agree on, but I think what we worry about is what we didn't hear. We didn't hear any mention about some of the real damaging labor law policies that are being introduced in the legislature. We didn't hear about the economically damaging repeal of right to work, which attacks workers who don't want to be in a union and at a time of high inflation, you know, allow people to get into their wallets and take union dues out of that. But, you know, we're ready and willing to stand up to those. We want to have good, thoughtful debates, and I think that's what's important. Even in the areas where we disagree, and there will be those, we want to make sure that there's an open debate, that the public knows what's actually being talked about. And we think people ought to, and the legislature and the governor, we're hopeful that, you know, there's a lot of talk about that. People on both sides of the aisle are willing to work with each other.
Right.
We want to see that put into practice.
Tell me what you mean by...
We really want to see what good governing looks like.
Certainly. We all want good governance. Tell me what you mean by some of these labor law policies. I mean, right to work's been in the headlines. We've talked about some of those things. But labor law policies, what are you concerned about, Jim?
Well, you're looking at things like predictive scheduling, where an employer has to give somebody 2 weeks' notice if they're going to change the schedule. You're looking at policies where they want to say if somebody is scheduled and maybe there's not the work that day in the hospitality industry, or maybe you're working at a restaurant and there's just not enough people and you get sent home, that you would get paid for that. There are proposals out there that if you are laid off, there's a mandatory severance in addition to unemployment. So there's all types of more left-leaning policies that people are putting out there that I think they're trying to appease people or try to appeal to them with something that seems like a giveaway to them. But all that costs money. Our economy is already struggling. We need to really support the job providers across the state because they're the ones who provide the good-paying jobs, strengthen our communities, and they're what we need to grow Michigan.
Absolutely. Curtis, let me ask you about this because this is part of the conversation that's been ongoing. We see companies, whether it's battery factories or whatever it might be, headed to places like Tennessee that have no income tax. And there's some ongoing conversation about reducing Michigan's income tax. How important is it when you look at states like Florida or Tennessee that don't have an income tax and that we could head in that direction? Do you think that would be something? I mean, that's a conversation that the governor's talking about. It's supported as a bipartisan effort, meeting in the middle. How do we get there?
Well, I think Jim hit on it. There has to be a lot of open debate and conversation. As long as there's transparency in discussing the tax policy that we think is best for Michigan, we think we can get to the right place. The governor did come out with some tax proposals, tax reduction proposals. The chamber supported a more robust and well-rounded supporting tax reduction for all businesses. We think it makes sense that all businesses would participate, but again, at the end of the day, it's about conversation. It's again about supporting some of the incentive programs that the state has rolled out, SOAR being one of those, making sure that the state can compete for preparing sites for these big plants that are being, you know, talked about, Tennessee and Florida, and in other words, and we think Michigan can compete with those states. We have the talent, we have the skill, and we should have those projects.
I agree with you on every point you made there. Curtis Wilder, the new board sheriff of the Michigan Chamber, and also with me, Jim Holcomb, the president and CEO of the Chamber. I think because of the closely divided Senate and House, Jim, on things like taxes and business development and attracting businesses, they're going to have to work together, Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah, I believe absolutely. I think that's better for everyone that they do work together. As, you know, we've been saying a few times here, it's about the open debate, it's about the transparency. There are a lot of critical issues facing Michigan, and there are places we can make a lot of progress, but people have to be committed to doing the hard work, and they have to be committed to actually sound policy. The elections are over. People need to move past the elections. We need to move into the policymaking forum, and we need to make sure that the decisions being made are best for citizens across Michigan, not best for a political party or somebody's campaign.
And not for the next election. Let's forget Absolutely. About elections for a moment. Let's do some work around here, which is something that people lose sight of. All right, Curtis, clearly you're an optimist. Give me your forecast, I guess, your feeling about 23. I mean, coming into August of 2022 and September, man, we were looking at a recession. Maybe we still are. But I think it feels a little bit better to me. What do you think looking down the road?
Our forecast is positive. Again, we think given the slim margins in the legislature, everybody's talking about working together. Let's get that done. If we work together, if we put all of Michigan citizens and all of Michigan businesses in the forefront, we think we can have a great year in 2023. And the Michigan Chamber is committed to being a positive part of that conversation.
Well, Jim, I'll give you the last word on that because I feel a little bit better than I did 6 months ago. I think some people do, not everybody, but I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, no, I think we do feel better than we did 6 months ago. There's still, like I said, a lot of challenges out there, and we just need to be committed to tackling them. You know, we need to make sure there's a lot of discussion lately about Michigan's population. We need to have policies in place that are attracting the talented workforce that we need to create and grow jobs. And when government gets involved, whether they're economic programs or tax policy programs, they have to be transparent, they have to be economically efficient, and most importantly, they have to be affordable.
Jim Holcomb, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, along with Curtis Wilder, the new board chair for the Michigan Chamber. Curtis, welcome aboard. Glad to have you here. Jim, as always, thank you, and thank you both.
Thanks very much, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. An optimistic outlook for 2023. I feel it, but I'm, you know, I want to verify it, so I'm cautiously optimistic. How about that? This is the Steve Gerber Show. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone, story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet. Or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit miaction.org or call 888-75-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.